Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, oh great one. Hey, everybody. David, weekend is nigh upon us. You got big plans.
Big plans. Very, very big plans.
Care to share them with us this morning?
Can't really talk about it.
Top secret.
Very big, though.
Top secret.
Yes.
Well, you know, your plans could, in fact, include going to the theater or going to see a movie, because both of those things are wide open this weekend. Lots of theater. Theater season is going strong, and Southern Appalachian Repertory Theater out in Mars Hill has opened for the new year. And I went out the other night to see the first performance of the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, and runs through June 16th at Owen Theater on the Mars Hill College campus. Good morning, Mars Hill. We salute you. Got that out of the way. This is really a very, very good show. I was just charmed by this piece about middle school students struggling in a spelling contest and musical. And audience members are pulled out of the crowd and put up on the stage to participate in the contest. So brush up on your spelling and get out to Mars Hill to see 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. Now, this, it's last weekend at North Carolina Stage Company. And it runs through Sunday.
What's that?
This. And then Unto These Hills is running out at the Mountainside Theater in Cherokee. Ring of Fire, the Johnny Cash musical, still burning bright at the Performing Arts Center out in Waynesville. Haywood Arts Regional Theater doing that. And then the Montford Park Players are doing The Tempest. And that runs through June 22nd. Free Shakespeare at the Hazel Robinson Amphitheater in Asheville. Always a big hit in Asheville. Dancing with Lunasa. That's running this weekend and through June 15th at the Parkway Playhouse up in Burnsville. And Evita, I mean, this list just goes on and on, doesn't it? But Evita is opening this weekend, too, out at the Flat Rock Playhouse. I'm headed out there Saturday night for the official opening. There's previews underway right now. Finally, Kiss Me, Kate, another big musical. This is a weekend to go sing your heart out, I guess, or listen to some great singing. Kiss Me, Kate. Running at the Asheville Community Theater right here in downtown Asheville. So if you're missing any of these shows or want to know about showtimes, whatever, here's what you do. You go to the Asheville Citizen Times. You look at our Scene, Culinary and Entertainment Magazine. You can find it also in boxes around town. It's in the paper this morning, and it's in online at AshevilleScene.com. So
a lot of theater.
A lot of theater. What is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, I think 8 shows that you can choose from this weekend. I'm looking forward to seeing Evita. That's a big a big show right there at Flat Rock Playhouse with written by Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice. So put that on your list of things to see, too. Now, I ask you this about every week about this time. If you've been to see a movie.
Saw a double feature, Snow White and Pinocchio.
Okay. It was playing in your brain somewhere, wasn't it? Okay. Well, there are some new movies opening this weekend. If I had to recommend one picture for somebody to go see, no doubt about it, it would be What Maisie Knew. It's a powerhouse drama that opens today exclusively at the Fine Arts Theater in Asheville. And Julianne Moore stars in this movie about a little girl caught in her parents' crumbling marriage. This thing is getting incredible reviews, and you'll want to put it high on your list. Maybe it's not necessarily a feel-good movie, but it's an important movie. I think this is what movie that we're going to be talking about at Oscar time. So over at the Fine Arts Theater, there are a couple of wide films that are opening in multiple venues. The Internship, Owen Wilson, Vince Vaughn, a story about a couple of dudes, their careers sunk by the digital age. Now they are scrambling with a lot of younger people to get an internship at Google.
Favorite Vince Vaughn movie?
I don't know.
Swingers, keep going.
Okay. Well, that's at the Biltmore Grand to Carolina Asheville. The Purge is playing also wide this weekend, and that is a story. This is interesting. In a world of overcrowded prisons, the government makes all crime legal, but just one time, 12 hours in a year, one 12-hour stretch. That includes murder. Ethan Hawke is in that, and that's at the Biltmore Grand to Carolina Asheville and the Carmike. Carolina Asheville also has a mystery thriller called The Reluctant Fundamentalist, about the life of a hotshot young Pakistani on Wall Street that's turned upside down after 9/11. That looks interesting, too. There's one special screening.
Is that the Kate Hudson?
Kate Hutchinson at, yes.
Okay.
There's one special screening. You know, don't overlook the special screenings that go on around the area. Some of them are free. Some of them are ticketed. Movies that are coming in just for like one showing. And this is one of them. This is a ticketed event. Everything Went Down, a contemporary dramatic musical about a grieving young college professor and his relationship with a singer-songwriter who has lost her ability to make music, plays at 7:30 June 11th by the Asheville Cinema Society over at Asheville Community Theater, 35 East Walnut Street in downtown Asheville. So those are some movies you can go see this weekend. We were talking about theater, and I didn't mention that the Asheville Contemporary Dance Theater has a very adult show on stage called The Decent Women of Calais 58 about prostitution, dance, theater, music, and storytelling. And that's this weekend at the BB Theater in downtown Asheville on Commerce Street. Downtown Art Walk this weekend, too.
Okay, and free show,
How about the Bill Byerly Trio playing on the front porch of the Thomas Wolfe House this afternoon, noon to 2 p.m.? Go see some free folk music.
Tony, always a pleasure.
So long, everybody. Bye.